Friday morning, the 26th day of April, 2024. Currently in downtown Wausau, some cloud cover, temperature of 43 degrees. As we are expecting some significant rain over the next few days, but right now dry and a pleasant start here in downtown Wausau. Live from our Bow Falls Radio Studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, I'm Chad Holmes, and it is the Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up on the program at 8:20, we'll be joined by meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We'll talk about the weather for this coming weekend. I think the big headline will be, make sure you have a rain slicker. Make sure that you have your rain boots, because between later this evening, or even maybe late this afternoon, and through Monday, we are expecting some rain. Rain, and more rain. So we'll get all the details from Brittany Merlot coming up in just about 12 minutes or so. Then at 8:34, we'll be joined by our Bow Falls Radio and Civic Media sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Mike has been covering the NFL draft as the Packers made their first-round choice last night. Also been covering the Milwaukee Bucks in the NBA playoffs as the Bucks later on today get set to take on the Indiana Pacers in Game 3 of their first-round Eastern Conference series. And also, of course, the Brewers are continuing to play very good baseball, coming off a 5-2 road trip against National League Central Division opponents. So we'll talk about all of that and a whole bunch more. Also coming up at 9:20, we'll be joined by Paul Miklik for our weekly Wisconsin sports segment to get us ready for the weekend as well. And also today, it is Friday, and every Friday between now and the end of May, we are giving you a chance to win. In fact, we're going to give you a chance to win twice, as we have a package from the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. And we are going to give you an opportunity to win a one-night stay in a vacation villa studio. And really nice villa to be able to stay in at the Dells. So a one-night stay in a vacation villa studio. It would be has to be used before the end of August. September 1st is the deadline. And also, it can only be used from Sunday through Thursday evenings. But still, just a wonderful, fun, and cool place to go. A one-night stay in a vacation villa studio. It includes Chula Vista Resort water park passes for four. And we will also hook you up with a $25 voucher for Kaminsky's Chop House, Kilbourne City Grill, or the Tavern Restaurant at the Chula Vista. So, again, you get the overnight stay in the Vacation Villa Studio, you get the water park passes for four, and you get the $25 dining voucher, all just waiting to be won. We're going to do it once in this hour and once in the next hour. So when we ask you to call in, we're going to say caller number, whatever it may be, and then you call us up on our studio line. And our studio line, again, make sure you write this down. Our studio line is, what is our studio line? Ian, what's our studio line? I got to pull it up here.
It's 715-382-9297.
All right,
again,
I got it now. Yep.
715-382-9297.
I was not totally prepared, so now I do have it as well. 715 715- 382-9297. So write that down. Be ready, because we're going to ask you to call in once this hour, once next hour, for your chance to win that prize package, including an overnight stay at a vacation villa studio at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. And again, we're doing this each Friday right through the end of May. So we got a fun May coming up, as this is the final Friday of April.
Yes, it is.
Hard to believe that. Again, I tell myself, I gotta stop saying hard to believe. But it is hard to believe that we are almost to the end of April and heading towards May. In fact, just yesterday we said that. 8 months away from Christmas. So
exactly.
It's going to be here sooner rather than later. Before we do continue, that is the voice of Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. Happy Friday.
I tell you, I'm ready for the weekend. I didn't want to get out of bed this morning. I was just,
Me neither.
I stayed in as long as I could, and then I finally dragged myself here to work. But I am ready for the weekend. Last night it was actually a bit of a later evening, because it was a later start for our high school softball broadcast. And I wanted to mention something about the game yesterday, because Wausau West took on Wausau East, and not just the game itself. Warriors won it by a score of 10-2. But before the game, and I'm all set up, I had already talked to the coach and, you know, just getting ready. The JV game was going on, and the Wausau West team was warming up just to my left and behind the third base dugout. And yesterday at East, there's a lot going on. There was the softball was going on with both the JV and the varsity game. The Wausau East baseball team was playing a varsity game, and the Wausau East JV team was playing a game. And so there's all this action, all in this very tight area. Okay. And every time there was a foul ball, and there was like all the time people yelling, heads up, heads up, heads up. You know, and the thing is, I said to somebody, you look heads up, you have no idea where the ball is. I mean,
exactly.
You're going to look heads up, and it's going to end up right between your eyes.
No, I don't want that.
But basically, there was like a bunch of this. Oh, everyone's foul balls flying all over the place.
Jeez.
Well, the Warrior softball team was warming up, and there was a foul ball that came from the baseball JV diamond. People yelling, heads up. And one of the players for Wausau West, Claire Kalmus, well, she kind of covered a little bit because, you know, she heard that was coming up.
Yeah.
But she was playing catch with one of her teammates.
Okay.
And her teammates didn't realize what was going on. Threw the ball.
Oh, no.
And it hit her right in the mouth.
Oh, my God.
So she is bleeding. She is down. She was down for quite a while. And she's, you know, the trainer comes over, and they bring on a big ice pack, and she had to change, because there was blood on the uniform, had to change the uniform.
Oh, my goodness.
And the thing was, she still played. And she played, and she played well. And it was just such a gutsy performance. And then after the game, after the game, the coach always, when Wausau West wins, sends over a couple of the players. And she brought, Claire was one of the two players. And she thought, I can't, she was all swollen up and hardly could talk, but she did talk, and she talked just well enough, obviously, to be on the air. But it was just, you talk about just gutsy performances. And somebody,
that's commitment.
Yeah, and somebody else, and I said, I'm watching this as it occurred, and I'm thinking, there's no way she's playing. I'm going to have to change my lineup. It's already ready to roll. And she said the first thing that she said to the coach when he came over there, and she's bleeding, and just after this, I was like, you got to let me play, And it was just really something. And she's had, and I said to her, the first question was after the game when she comes over, and she had been part of the Central Wisconsin Storm state championship team. And in the state championship game with under 10 seconds to go, one of the opponents from the Bay Area Ice Bears took a run at her into the crease and went up high and knocked her down. And she got a concussion in that. So for the next couple of weeks after the end of the hockey season, and as softball started, I saw her over at practice. She's wearing these sunglasses. She was not able to practice. She wasn't able to play in the first couple of games when they went down to Florida.
Oh,
so
man.
She had suffered a concussion. She gets over that. And then as this happened, I said, this has either been the greatest junior year athletically, because she was a state champion and she's doing well in softball, or this is the worst junior year. I mean, it's just crazy that everything is going on with her over the last couple of months. But again, I just thought it was a fantastic show of guts to take that shot, to be bleeding and to be swollen up, and yet go out there and start just a few minutes later and perform well and help her team to a victory.
That is absolutely Incredible.
And again, for anyone who says that the girls are not as tough as the guys, I mean, this was a case where I don't know anybody.
Here's your proof that you're wrong.
That I don't know any situation where that could have shown any more toughness than she did last night. It was really something very, very special. And again, if you, I think it would be fun for anybody out there who may have missed the broadcast, if you go back to our archive page at BullFallsRadio.com, then click on sports and you can listen to last night's game. Just go to the end. Go to the end to the post game and listen to my interview with Claire Kalmus, because it was really, I thought, very cool. It was very interesting. And again, just showed, I thought, some incredible guts to take a shot. Ball right into the face.
She didn't lose any teeth, did
that,
she?
Actually, she said to me after the game, that was the first thing she checked to make sure that none of the teeth had come out. But, yeah, I mean, that was exactly, that's a good point that she had said, hey, my first thing I checked to make sure that none of my teeth had come out. And exactly.
See, that's why baseball players need to wear mouth guards.
Well, I mean, this was warm-up. Guards. The thing is, they're out there wearing masks for the softball. So, I mean, they're protected. During a lot of these players during the softball game, they were just throwing the ball back and forth. This was not even, you know, batting practice or anything like that. It was just a complete accident. So no, this was just, you know, they're just getting loosened up a little bit.
No, but I admire her spirit and her determination for not giving up during that.
Cause, yeah.
You know, if that happened to me, I would just be completely crying.
I would be done for the night, that's for sure. You're exactly right.
That was just incredible.
And she's just an incredible athlete. I mean, just one of the best goaltenders in the state. I think the best goaltender in the state of Wisconsin on the ice. And she's an outstanding shortstop and softball player as well, who's getting looks at to play at the mm-hmm. highest levels in college when she gets done in just over a year. So, again,
It'll give her a story to talk about when she's like,
yeah,
calling her sports a career. It's like, remember the time you accidentally got hit in the mouth with a practice ball?
And still went out
and
there
you still
playing.
Kept playing?
Very, very good. So, again, you can listen to the broadcast and all of our previous broadcasts by going to BullFallsRadio.com. Click on sports. And we are scheduled for some high school baseball later today. We'll talk about that. Hopefully the rain will hold off. I'm going to ask, should I be prepared for rain later today? We're going to find out from Brittany Merlot.
Sorry.
There you go. So Brittany Merlot coming up next as we continue on this Friday morning. Again, overcast skies in downtown Wausau. Temperature stands at 43 degrees. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
Give me an inch for us.
And welcome back. Time is 8:21, Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices by searching WXEO, and on the Civic Media app. And also, again, you can also see us by going to our video stream, both at facebook.com and x.com on the Bull Falls Radio page. And that means you'll be able to see me and be able to see Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist. And Brittany, there's the wave, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Chad. How are you doing?
I am ready for the weekend. It's Friday. I didn't want to get out of bed and come to work this morning. I just kept laying there and thinking, I don't want to get up. And it's like, but it is Friday. Finally, it's Friday. And I think from what we've been talking about, it will be a nice weekend to rest up.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, not as many outdoor activities coming up this week with a lot of rain expected, right?
Yeah, no one's going to really want to run the errands or be outside and join the outdoors. I don't think you're going to be grilling or doing any of that because we've got a drencher headed our way. We have so many rounds of things that are going to be happening, so I'll just start to dive right into it. First off, this morning, the sun is out there. It's not too bad. Temperature is in the 40s, right? Can't complain. But those clouds are going to be thickening, and we're going to see chances of some spotty showers by around 3 to 5 p.m. I think that's the time frame it'll start around. Now, it's not going to ramp up or go crazy on us until the overnight hours where we could hear some rumbles of thunder. None are expected to be severe, and we'll be sleeping anyways, so who cares, right? tomorrow morning, don't be shocked if there's still a few storms lingering again, but they will clear on out of here. And tomorrow, you might be able to sneak outside. You could see pockets of sunshine. It's going to actually be mainly dry throughout a good chunk of tomorrow, throughout the afternoon, but it's going to be windy. Gusts up to 30 to 40 miles per hour. And those winds are going to be cranking up today too, but really worse tomorrow. And of course, we're also going to start to see some of those. Or did I say pockets of sunshine? We're going to see pockets of sunshine, warm temperatures into the 70s, mid to upper 70s. So it's going to feel like summer a little bit tomorrow afternoon. And with summer, you usually get some showers and storms that fire up in the afternoon and evening, right?
Yep.
Well, we're going to see that. But the big thing is right as the sun sets around 8 to 9 or so, there's a low-level jet. And what that means is it's just an extra push just fire up some severe storms. So wherever you are in the state, especially the southern half, keep in mind that Saturday night and into Sunday, strong to severe thunderstorms are definitely possible. We're actually in a slight risk from the Storm Prediction Center. We're the target for them with large hail, some damaging wind gusts, and a tornado or two cannot be ruled out once again. So this is Saturday night and into Sunday for the southern half of the state. And it kind of slices in an angle from like southwest to northeast. So keep that in mind. And this is where the heaviest rain is going to be falling, in the thunderstorms first, and then the widespread heavy rain that we're just going to have all day Sunday. So Sunday is the sleep in, don't do anything kind of day for sure. And the system, there's two of them. So another one hits last minute Sunday and into Monday, before we dry out by Monday night. So Monday night is finally the end of all of this.
It sounds like a lot of rain. Any idea how much total between when it starts later today and then when it ends on Monday?
So I think the first round today through, you know, Saturday is going to be about a quarter of an inch to a half an inch. Nothing too crazy, but the Saturday into Sunday, another 1 to 2 inches is possible. Depends if we get underneath the storms. But definitely expect for our area at the very least, an inch to an inch and a half, maximum about 3.
Wow.
Yes.
And you also said about, I mean, it makes so much sense when you said, hey, we're warming up to 70s and maybe 80. And that is always the recipe for severe weather, isn't it?
It sure is. We get that low pressure that just brings us this nice slice of warm air, and then we get smacked with the cold front. That cold front is the bad news.
And also, real quickly, we haven't had the tornadoes yet, or the really severe thunderstorms yet. People need to be ready for that. I mean, don't get out there and start, you know, celebrating, hey, there's a tornado. You have to be ready, and don't assume that you're going to be safe. You got to take those steps to be safe in those situations, don't you?
You sure do. And I'll tell you what. Everybody thinks it'll never happen to them.
Yes.
Everyone thinks that I thought it, but guess what? My house has been hit twice. Two times. Okay? And I'm a meteorologist. I should be able to control this, you guys.
Yeah.
I should be like, get out of here. So, I mean, and when it does happen, and if it ever does, you know, you go through a panic mode. You forget your basic instincts, in a sense. You're like, what do I need? What do I do? I just, you kind of lose it. So this is why we always tell you to have a plan and practice it. It's that muscle memory. Because when emergency strikes, you know your plan. Have a backpack ready if things you're going to bring in the basement. Wear gym shoes. Because if a tornado is going to hit, you're going to need shoes to get out of that debris. It's just the simple things that you can prep for now. And NOAA weather radio. Yeah. Do you know what that is? Do you have one, Chad?
I do not have one.
Well, we're going to get you one. Everybody should go get one. Go get one today or tomorrow. And if you do, go on my Facebook and post a selfie with it. Because it's NOAA Weather Radio Awareness Day. Oh. And that's, you know, it's going to be on Monday. And it's just a good timing for it. So.
Absolutely. I'm going to get to work on that. Maybe that's my, that'll be my weekend project. There you
go.
All right. What are the details for the weekend? I know a lot of wet stuff, but what are the complete details?
Yeah. So today we're going to hit highs in the upper 50s, increasing clouds this afternoon, winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. We will see the rain start to slowly arrive here this afternoon and into the evening. It'll ramp up. A few thunderstorms are possible overnight and into tomorrow morning. And then we're going to see the heat wave. We'll be mainly dry tomorrow. Winds still very breezy up to 40 miles per hour. Highs soar to the 70s. Then the severe thunderstorm chances hit by the afternoon and evening and roll through into Sunday, where it's going to be a soaker. It's going to be damp and dreary. Highs on Sunday in the low 50s. And then we're going to still see showers lingering Monday before they clear on out of here by the afternoon. And then Monday, highs into the mid 60s.
Well, I was going to say fantastic because it's always good to hear your forecast, but not. But it is good because we do need the rain, and that warm temperatures will also help green things up as well, won't it?
Yes. April showers bring May flowers. Woohoo!
Brittany, have a terrific weekend. I hope we're not keeping you busy when some of those storms come through, but try to enjoy the weekend, and we'll catch you again on Monday.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Bye, Brittany.
Bye.
Right now in downtown Wausau, we have, it looks like mostly cloudy skies. I look to my right, 43 degrees is the temperature. Southeast wind, 16 to, miles per hour, gusting as high as 22 miles per hour. The dew point is 29, relative humidity of 58%. The barometer at 30.15 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. Coming up next, an information update, news, weather, and sports, all in a nice, tidy package. And then after that, we will be joined by our Bow Falls Radio and Civic Media sports reporter, Mike Clements. That's coming up next. The time is 8:29. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, and again, also our video stream, you can find on our Facebook page, Bow Falls Radio, and also our Bow Falls Radio X page as well. And don't forget, coming up twice during the rest of the show, you have a chance to win an overnight package to the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. So keep on listening for your chance to win, not once, but twice, coming up in the next hour and a half. The time is 8:35, and Friday morning means a chance to catch up with a very busy guy covering a lot of different sports this time of year, our Bow Falls Radio sports reporter, Mike Clements. And Mike, first of all, good morning.
Good morning. It's morning now, right?
I was going to say, I bet you probably don't even have any idea what time it is after a busy first night of the NFL draft, putting together everything that you do so very well for us here at Civic Media. But I imagine that, you know, a lot to talk about, but I think number one, the NFL draft and the Green Bay Packers looking for that replacement for David Bakhtiari, aren't they?
Yeah, and, you know, and our record is perfect. We can never figure out what the Packers are going to do in the draft. Never. Never. Because, you know, people sort of expect you to come up with some sort of prediction, and I'm like, why? Why can't we just – why do I have to pick – oh, I know why. Because you're gambling. That's why. And you want me to do your homework for you. Okay, good. That's fine. So when we went down to the NFL scouting combine in Indianapolis at the end of February, we're down there, and we're starting to ask around. One of the best guys that writes columns and is kind of a scout is out of Madison, Chad Reuter. He writes for NFL.com. He's worked for NFL teams as well, and he's an expert on the draft. And he said, have you been following this Cooper DeJean kid from Iowa? I go, no. Why? He goes, do you feel the Packers still need help at safety? So, yeah, absolutely. I don't think Darnell Savage is going to be back. and which he's not. He's not with the Jaguars. So I listen to this kid, and Chad, I'm like, oh, my God, what a rock star. This kid, he reminded me of Harrison Smith, the veteran safety for the Vikings. He reminded me of just after just seeing Christian McCaffrey at press conferences at the Super Bowl, the 49ers running back. He's a Rocky kid. He came up from a small town in Iowa, and he's 6 foot, about 205, 210, but he's just built like a rock, and he plays hard. He tackles hard. He plays corner. He gets interceptions. He forces fumbles. They can move him to safety. Then they had him kick return or punt return for them. And then when Kirk Ferentz, the longtime head coach of the Iowa Hawkeyes, started running out of players on offense, he moved this kid over to offense. Except on one play, it was a freak play. He ended up snapping his fibula, a broken leg, which shortened his season last year. But still, people were, you know, had him highly rated as a defensive back coming out of that combine. So then last night, the Packers are, you know, they're on the clock. And just before that, you're watching 21, 22, 23. It's thinking, wow, this kid's still on the board.
Mm-hmm.
Packers may actually take him. And then you get to 24th, and the Cowboys give up their pick to the Detroit Lions. And then the national analysts are saying, oh, the Lions, man, they want a defensive back. They're going to go – everybody in the league knows that they're going to go defensive back in the first round, and here they've traded up to do this. And you're thinking, watch it. Watch these jerks in front of those Lions fans. They're going to take this kid out of Iowa. They took the kid out of Alabama. So here's – now the Packers are on the clock, and instantly the pick is in. It's a left tackle out of Arizona. Jordan Morgan, 6'7", 311 pounds, who, by the way, had a torn ACL the year before last in 22 and still managed to get back in time and play, I think, in 12 games last season. And he's just a lockdown, you know, left tackle, who, ironically, we get on the phone shortly after the pick on a teleconference, and he says, I'm just stunned. Yeah, I talked to the Packers a couple times, but I'm just so shocked. He goes, I've been looking at a lot of David Bakhtiari tape, modeling the way, you know, that guy pass protects and all that. He said, I asked him about this in the teleconference. I said, so give me some games to look at, and I'm going to look at this today. He says, my pass protection was probably at its best with the people I had to go up against Mississippi State and UCLA, because UCLA's defensive end there was a first-round pick last night. So anyway, and here's the other thing. Have you heard, Chad, that, you know, Zach Tom, this kid who really came on and locked down a right tackle position last year, that Packers may think of replacing Josh Myers at center with Zach Tom? And the theory is they're basing that on something that Gutekin said, like, well, you know, we see Zach Tom as a center. And, you know, Josh Myers out of Ohio State has disappointed at times. And but it's like, so I talked to Brian Bulaga about that at the tailgate tour, following the Packers around the state. And he said, Zach Tom and his agent do not want to move from right tackle to center. That's quite a drop-off in pay, okay?
Right.
And so, but a great, this is why we're talking until 2 or 3 in the morning at the stadium last night. It's like, well, wait a minute now. You bring in this Morgan kid, and if he can win the left tackle spot over Rashid Walker, who held it down last year, then maybe if Walker wins the right tackle spot, then that forces Zach Tom to center. Like, well, if you still want a starting job, you know, you got to take the center job. So this is the things we do until all early hours of the morning.
You got to chuckle when you hear the statement, well, Zach Tom and his agent.
Yes.
His agent will not be the one sitting on the sidelines if he decides not to do that if, say, you said happens.
Right. Well, you know, they're all very nice young men in the locker room, but you got to understand it's a business.
It certainly is. And real quickly, I guess one final point is that it should be a busy Friday for the Packers as well. They, I think, have four picks coming up today.
Yeah, that's right. Four picks in one day on Friday night of these great second and third round players. So, you know, your guess is as good as mine.
I know.
Hey, you know what? Cooper DeJean didn't get picked. Get picked that night, so he'll be there, you know, early in the second round. The Packers will probably have to trade up to get him. I can't remember what their first pick is, but yeah, they'll get some help at safety with this Xavier McKinney, that they paid right. all that money for out of the New York Giants. I think they need an inside linebacker, you know, to
yeah.
help out Quay Walker, Isaiah McDuffie, because they lost Devondre Campbell. They didn't renew him after 2 years of injuries. So there's plenty of other needs for Green Bay.
I think most years, that first pick of the second round, they have so much time to make a trade. Somebody usually makes a trade to move on up. So that'll be interesting to watch when they get underway later today. Also later today, in an odd time, but the late afternoon, the Milwaukee Bucks and the Indiana Pacers, game number 3. The Bucks came out. I mean, it reminded me of Rocky III when Rocky came out against Clubber Lang and in the first round nearly knocked him out, but then in the end Clubber knocked him out. The Bucks came out and had a great first half. They were able to hold on in game 1, and then game 2, boy, Indiana, their offense just rolled. Bucks had no answers.
Yeah.
Boy, the Bucks, pretty tough spot. They have to find a way either today or Sunday, or else they're going to be in the same situation they were a year ago.
Game 1, Damian Lillard, 35 points in the first half.
Yeah.
Then held scoreless, but, you know, the Bucks wanted to blow out the Pacers. Pacers take a day or two off. They change their defensive strategy. They're in your face through the whole game. And even so, the Bucks came out hot to start. Then Chris Middleton has to leave with an ankle injury. Gets taped up. Now he comes back into the game. But offensively, it just seemed to get Milwaukee out of rhythm as they're still trying to figure out what to do without Giannis there to help with the rebounds and the assists and the shots from inside the paint. And so then the Pacers get, you know, blow out the Bucks to even the series. Now they're headed to Indianapolis. Then there's this Tyrese Halliburton,
yeah,
great player out of Oshkosh, who drops this little line like, yeah, you know, they didn't like the way they were treated here in Milwaukee. My little brother, someone used a racial slur on him,
yeah,
after Sunday's game. And, you know, these Bucks crowds, you know, boy, these last two nights, you know, we've got regular season crowds in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I heard that.
And I'm sorry, man. It was loud. It was rocking there, especially the first night. So now the series moves at one game apiece down to Indianapolis tonight, and we'll see if that bulletin board material can help the Bucks figure out. But I don't think Giannis is going to play this series. He's still out with that calf injury suffered against the Celtics.
And the thing about that is, I mean, everything I've read is that, you know, if he came back now, it would be at such an early point of this injury. And even if he does come back and forces it, then you're putting him in a position where he could either re-injure it or just not even be at the level. It just feels like it's almost a lose-lose situation right now. You lose if you don't have the best player, and you lose if you put him out there and he's not ready to go.
Kind of deja vu. I mean, a year ago at this time, they're playing the Miami Heat. He goes down with a back injury, right?
Yep.
And then you got Jimmy Butler from Marquette and Tyler Hero from, who grew up in Wisconsin, on the Miami Heat to just go nuts. And they, you know, they eliminate the Bucks early in that series. And you know, God forbid that history is going to repeat itself in Indianapolis.
Brewers keep on doing it. That's a great road trip there to St. Louis and Pittsburgh since we last talked. 5-2, still in first place, with a bunch of guys nobody knows who they are. It's crazy,
no,
isn't it?
Yeah, whether it's at the plate or even in the rotation, you know, and Wade Miley now with this
yeah.
elbow injury and getting an MRI and a second opinion and stuff, that's one of your starters. Bryce Wilson is now started a couple of games, and, you know, they may have to be a starter with the way, I mean, you walk into the clubhouse and it looks like, you know, the team bus was in a car accident with all those pitchers, you know? So, and then there's always a hero, a new hero every day. And yesterday it's Gary Sanchez,
yeah,
a veteran that they picked up from the Yankees, who, you know,
via Minnesota and San Diego. That guy's been bouncing
yeah.
around.
Bouncing around. But, you know, on the mound is, you know, one of his teammates, a pitcher that they've both been together with the Yankees, so he knows what those pitches coming out of the hand look like, and he crushes one out of the ballpark at PNC, drives in another run, and the Brewers come back to win 7-5 yesterday over the Pittsburgh Pirates. So they split the series, 2 games apiece, 4-game series. Then they come in, and tonight they're going to take on the New York Yankees and their manager, Aaron Boone. Did you see the story about Aaron Boone this week?
I saw the video. It was so great, yeah. Because usually it's just, you know, you read about it, you hear what they said, but the cameras happened to see it all, and that made it so much better because you obviously knew exactly what happened, and the umpire just blew it.
It's Monday. They're in Yankee Stadium playing the Oakland A's in the Bronx. And it's like just five, six pitches into the game. And Aaron Boone comes out to talk to the home plate ump about something. And the ump comes back and starts snapping at him. And after his rant, then says something to the lines of, "And if you say another word, I'm going to throw you out of the game." So Aaron turns around and walks back to the dugout. The ump turns around to go back to the plate. And he hears something about him. And he turns around and he throws Aaron Boone out of the game. And Boone goes, I didn't say anything. You did. Somebody said something. And so he gets ejected from the game. And then the TV crew, like you say, they start, you know, digging up from the cameras what they could see. And Boone is tight-lipped. And then another camera angle, there's some dude, some fan in the stands, like behind the dugout. And he's the one that yelled the stuff at the umpire. So, you know, the Yankees are like, how can you throw? How are we? And so the next day, the umpire puts out a statement. Because the reporters, you know, in New York, they want some answers here. And this umpire says, listen, Aaron Boone, these managers are responsible for themselves and anybody in that team dugout, and we're not going to take that kind of thing. Just totally denying, but no one in the dugout said this. It was a fan in the stands. You're supposed to control 20,000 fans in the stands. And in this morning's New York Post, it says, Major League Baseball has investigated the situation and wants to remind you that the umpires are all graded during the regular season. There's a report card on their performances. And when it gets to the postseason, if you're selected for the postseason, that's bonus money,
yep,
for these umpires. And if you don't get into the postseason, then you don't get the bonus, which is, you know, the roundabout saying this is going to cost him if he wants to make some extra money like that. And in the meantime, and Aaron Boone, yeah, you don't have to pay a fine. I forgot about that. When managers get ejected,
yeah,
they have to pay a fine every time for that. And that's being waived.
Mike Clemens, hey, I hope you get a chance to take a little nap before, you know, day two of the draft and the Bucks and the Brewers all get going here. But always appreciate all the info, and have a good weekend. We'll talk again next week.
That's what the sixth and seventh round is. I'll take my nap.
That's Mike Clemens joining us.
Take care,
us.
Mike.
We'll be back with more here on Bull Falls Radio.
Hello, Wausau. I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
And we're from the Wausau Business Show, which airs this Saturday again. They're letting us back on the air.
I can't believe it.
We'll see you Saturday morning, 8 to 9, on Bull Falls Radio, where we'll talk to the president of Wausau Tile, Jim Waldron, will join us. And Red Lobster news, Paul. What are we doing?
We're going to be taking a lobster bus to the nearest Red Lobster. 60 of us.
More information on wausaubusiness.com if you want to register for that bus tour, the lobster bus. Come join us. We're going to Red Lobster.
Yeah!
Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXEO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, thanks to Mike Clemens for joining us, as he does every Friday. Coming up in the second hour, we will be joined by Paul Miklik to help us get ready for the weekend as well, talking about his thoughts on what the Packers did last night and the Bucks and the Brewers and everything else in Wisconsin sports, as he does every Friday at 9:20. But right now, it is time. It is time again on Fridays, as we are going to be giving you a chance to win an overnight package to the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells, one-night stay in a vacation villa studio, including a Chula Vista Resort water park pass for four, Also, dining voucher for $25 for Kaminsky's Chop House, Kilbourne City Grill, or the Tavern Restaurant. Again, we'll be doing this every Friday through the month of May. You have to use your certificate and your package by September the 1st. And also, the package is only good for Sunday through Thursday evening. So just so you know that. But take that night off and take your significant other, your family, down to the Chula Vista. Take advantage of this Vacation Villa Studio and all the other goodies from Bow Falls Radio. Also, if you've won a contest with the Civic Media in the last 6 months, you are not eligible. So please, if you've won a contest with Civic Media over the last 6 months, please do not call and win this prize. But Ian, what number do you think we should take?
I think we should do, well, for the first one, I think we do caller number three.
All right, we'll take caller number three, 715-382-9297. Again, 715-382-9297. Caller number three will win that prize package. Again, an overnight stay at the Vacation Villa Studio at the Chula Vista Resort. Water park passes for four, a $25 gift voucher for dining at Kaminsky's Chop House, Kilbourne City Grill, or the Tavern Restaurant. So again, 715-382-9297. We will take caller number three, 715-382-9297 to win. Again, this will be one of two chances for you to win today. We'll do it again sometime during the second hour of the program as well. So Ian will take care of the phone calls. We'll find out who our winner is here in just a few moments as well. Before we continue, I want to remind you that later today, rain hopefully will hold off, but Wausau West High School baseball, as the Wausau West Warriors will be taking on Oshkosh North. We'll have live coverage starting with the pregame show at 3:50, and then the first pitch at 4 o'clock. It's a scheduled doubleheader, so try to squeeze in a pair of games before the rains do come. But again, scheduled for Wausau West High School baseball, the Warriors and Oshkosh North, 3:50 for the pregame, 4 o'clock for the first pitch, live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And again, if you've missed any of our previous broadcasts, including last night's Wausau West win over Wausau East in high school softball, you can go and listen by going to our website, bowfallsradio.com, and click on sports. But again, to call in and win our overnight package to the Chula Vista Resort, 715-382-9297. Make sure you write that down, because not only for these contests, we want to be able to have you join in the program. That's our call and text line. And you can call us up or text us at 715-382-9297. But right now, a chance for you to win that overnight package to the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells, one-night stay in a Vacation Villa Studio, water park passes for four, and a $25 gift voucher for Kaminsky's Chop House, Kilbourne City Grill, or the Tavern Restaurant. Really a terrific package of prizes to be won. And again, we're doing this every Friday. Try to get the week off to finish off the week in a great way and get the weekend off to a great start. So every Friday until the end of May, we'll be holding this contest. So again, hopefully we'll be able to hook you hook up a number of you folks out there with this overnight stay. And again, it's really, we always hold our, last year at least, we held the company Christmas party down at the Chula Vista, and it's just a wonderful place to stay. And we're really happy to team up with the Chula Vista for this contest. So it looks as though we do have a winner. Going to wait for Ian to finish up getting the information for our winner. But again, if you don't win this time, don't forget, we're going to do it again sometime in the next hour. And make sure you just write down that number, 715-382-9297, so it's close by. And when we do ask for our next winning caller in the 9 o'clock hour, that you'll be able to call in and win it again. Also, I know that for the much of the first year of the program, we did not have phone access for you to call in. And so many of our shows, having our our listeners call in, be part of the conversation is so very important. And we would love to have you be part of this program by calling in or texting. Again, if you're not as comfortable calling in, you can be a texter. Just get your point across. Send us a text again to be able to join us. So 715-382-9297. Coming up in just a few moments, we'll have another information update, news, weather, and sports. And then we'll come back with hour number two of the program. I have some thoughts on what's going on at the Supreme Court yesterday. It's very disturbing concerning the idea that the Supreme Court is going to say, okay, the President of the United States is going to be able to do illegal actions with no consequence. But we'll talk about that coming up. Real fast, do we have a winner, Ian?
We do have a winner. We have a Paul Hollestad from a... from Wausau.
What was that name again?
Paul Hedleston?
Okay.
I think I'm saying this right.
Heatherston?
No, it's a H-A-T-L-S-L-E-S-T-A-D.
Paul from Wausau, congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations.
And again, another chance to win coming up in the next hour. One more hour to go here for the week. Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.